Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 312 for Thursday, March the 17th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished mostly weaker Thursday due to action in the Canadian currency. Canola was anywhere from $2.50 lower to $4 higher, with the May contract checking in at $466.30 a ton. That's down $3.90. The July contract was down $2.50. It was $471.20 a ton, while the more deferred values were up $1 to $4 higher. The Canadian dollar was up 0.75 cents relative to its U.S. counterpart today, which made canola less attractive to buyers in other countries. There is speculation demand could be softer in the near future as stricter Chinese dockage allowances come into effect on canola imports. The large South American soybean crop was bearish. However, on the flip side, Malaysian palm oil hit contract highs, while other vegetable oils were also stronger, lending support to canola. Crude oil and Chicago soybeans were also higher, which buoyed some of the more deferred values. Slow farmer selling and commercial demand was supportive. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was bouncing around unchanged, with the most active May contract up 0.5 cents at $3.68 a bushel. The market got some strength from soybeans and good export sales. According to the USDA, weekly exports of corn hit 1.3 million tons for old crop and new crop, which was in line with analysts' expectations. The latest estimate for corn production in the European Union came in just under 64 million tons, which was about the same as the previous forecast. Soybeans are up 2 to 3 cents, with the May contract checking in at $8.97 a bushel. The market got a boost from weakness in the U.S. dollar and the U.S. central bank's decision to leave interest rates alone. The higher value of the Brazilian real also helped soybean prices, as it made Brazilian soybeans more expensive and U.S. supplies more attractive. Prices for soy oil are also surging, and that has helped the beans. Wheat was 7 to 8 cents weaker, with the May contract checking in at $4.61 a bushel. Prices fell due to large global supplies and fierce competition in the international market, especially from the Black Sea region. Falling prices for European wheat served to drag down U.S. prices as well. Demand is soft in the U.S. despite forecasts calling for colder temperatures in the U.S. Midwest. There is speculation some crops could be damaged due to this year's early emergence. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, March 17th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.